We can go a little bit out of the way, like just go over there, stand by the trash bags.
It has a certain feeling to it, you know?
Fresh. That's
cool. Yeah, cool. And if you would introduce yourself, that would be really cool.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm Anton, and I play guitar in Terrible Feelings.
And my name is Manuela, and I sing in Terrible Feelings.
So Terrible Feelings is not that much of a positive name, if I may say that, and you don't seem to be mean downers.
No.
So what's the deal?
Well, I guess it's just, you know, something to... we want to make... this is not going too well, really. I don't know. I made that name up. I don't know how that happened. Yeah,
no,
but
I know how it happened.
We had a problem. We had a real big problem to find a name for this band. And then suddenly I was surfing the internet and I saw something about Terrible Feelings. It was a blog, I guess, about, I don't know what it was about, sleeping problems or something. And I just thought it just sounds really nice. And we don't play happy music, so I guess that fits into the whole description. But, you know, you don't have to be... I mean, there's a lot of metal bands who's got named like High on Fire. They're probably not High on Fire either, you know? So.
Well, no, like, I showed a friend the song Impending Doom, and it's like, the band is called Terrible Feelings, the song's called Impending Doom.
That's
and he was like, no, I don't think I want to listen to that. That's going to be some terrible doom stuff or something. And then it's quite different.
Yeah, it's poppy. Yeah. It's a poppy, but with a, you know, a touch of sadness, I guess.
The songs?
I write most of the songs, but we collaborate in most ways to make it sound the way we want to.
How is that, singing songs that someone else wrote?
It works out very well. I mean,
it
works out better now than it did in the beginning. I mean, I write some stuff, but mostly because me and Anton, since the concept of the band is pretty... We share a lot of influences, and we send stuff like books, movies, other music, just art, pictures we find on the internet. A lot of the inspiration is mutual. Like, he writes the songs he knows that I would want to sing, is one way. It's taken some time to work out. In the beginning,
I think it's a good thing, because then I know what to do, you know? It's not like I have a million options. I have some limits to, you know, the idea that we want to present. So, and also, you know, through time, I've learned, you know, how to make the songs work, you know? You get better at stuff. Some people probably think it's worse, you know? They won't like it anymore because they think they're too, you know, to this or to that, but I think we're getting better and better because we learn more and more how to do stuff. It's a process.
Wildly different in the beginning, like did you? Or?
I mean, when we started out, it was just a fun thing, and we you know just made a fast song, like a you know like any punk rock band starts out, I guess.
Fast minor scale punk song, sort of. I mean, the melancholy we wanted in it from the beginning, but it was way more punk. At first we really didn't plan on this to happen. Like especially Anton and Andy had other bands that they were playing in more and were going for. So this was in the beginning. Like it took us probably a year before we started, like before the first show, after we started first rehearsing. So it was a pretty slow start. But.
That's usually the case, I think, for many bands. That just happens, and then it turns out that, whoa, this is really good. Like, one day you find out, oh, wow, this works. And, yeah, it's working better and better, I guess. Now we have a new bass player, and it just makes everything way better. What's up?
I did not see that. Go ahead.
My foot, anyways. So yeah, the songs, like, they're all like you mentioned the melancholy and stuff, and they're all about the world ending and
not everything is,
or a bit like, I mean,
it was more. I mean, it's always been some sort of dystopian theme, and
we're less dystopian.
Yeah, we're pretty interested in just the mechanics of being human, but lately it's becoming more and more personal. And
it can be personal still. I mean, the whole this melancholy can still be there. You know, you don't have to write like on our LP. Some songs I feel now were a bit too much. but that's cool though. But now when you can take it down a bit, and it can still be just as, I don't know, sad or.
I mean, the hard powerful. Part. Exactly. The hard part is, and that's what we're working on now. And it's writing something that's obvious and simple, but still gets exactly the point across that we want to convey in that special song. And that's hard. It's harder than you think.
So your goal right now is to make simple music?
Not simple music, but I mean, sometimes when you don't have a proper song that feels 100% complete, you try to make it more complete by adding stuff, like adding new parts
or new
drum fills or new, you know, anything, and just makes it worse, makes it more complicated, and it doesn't, you know, you can't dance to it, like for an example. The simpler songs are actually the best songs.
They're easier to play live too, aren't they?
Yeah, but it's also easier to get into. Unless you like progressive metal music, that's another thing, you know, but we play kind of pop, sad pop, punk, power pop music. I don't know really, I don't like the description thing, but I think simpler songs are better songs. Not to make it sound bad, simple is a good thing. It's
most
powerful.
Pop music is simple.
It is. And it's just, I don't know, I just like that. We'll see where it ends up. You know.
You have a specific goal in mind, or are you just...
No, we're going to make a new album. That's the goal for now, I guess.
Yeah.
We have a lot of songs that we try to rehearse.
You said like 4 times this is a new song when you were in there.
2 times. Or more, maybe more.
We played.
We did put out a new 7-inch just you know, a month ago. So those were new songs, and then we also played some songs that aren't recorded yet. So those are even newer, I guess. Maybe that's
new songs.
Yeah.
Is there a date to expect, or is it all in the clouds and
for the album?
Yeah.
No.
So it's something specific to look forward to.
I mean, it will probably out next year in 2014,
but
yes. I mean, there's no date.
No, we're sort of we're concentrating on completing the songs and rehearsing a lot before we try to record something.
Right now, this tour, if you may call it, is 2 dates long, or is there more?
It's just a weekend, yeah.
It's just a weekend.
Well, it's 3. We play in Malmo tomorrow.
It's a weird question, but is it worth it to, like, I mean, you come from Sweden, right? So
yeah,
you go over to Berlin, and then you go,
We live really in the south of Sweden, so it only takes us about 4 or 5 hours to get to Hamburg. And the drive home tomorrow is like 6 or 7 hours. It's about the same distance that it is for us to drive to Stockholm,
yeah.
You know, in Sweden. So it's not really a problem.
It
usually it is, but we're from the south, so that's okay.
Right, so if I had to pick one song out of your songs, which one should I play and why?
Oh gosh.
I don't even know you. From our new 7-inch, that's the best one.
Okay.
The new 7-inch I really like. We're very happy with how that ended up. So, I would say listen to that one.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.